Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Wham Bam East Van Show, and I'm your host, DJ Medi. And we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have two amazing guests. We have Troy and Kenny, and I'm going to get them to introduce themselves. Go for it, boys.
Well, I'm Troy Ounce, and we're the Alley Cat Drunks. I'm here with Kenny Lord.
Hello.
And yeah, we've just been rocking and rolling the Lower Mainland for probably about 5 years now, I'd say. And we're super happy to be on air with you today, DJ Medi. Thanks
fantastic.
For having us.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. And you're going to tell me the story of how you two met.
Yeah. So we met at a Legion Hall. At a jam, and it was in White Rocks, South Surrey area, and we really clicked, and then just kind of the ball fell in, and all of a sudden a gig popped up the next week, and we were playing at, where was that?
Blarney Stone. We're playing the Blarney Stone. I guess that's like a really historic venue in downtown Vancouver, and it was a wicked gig. St. Paddy's Day.
Right.
We got along really well right off the bat, you know. We both just really love music, and we're really going for it. And we just meshed well, and from that gig on, we just jammed on, and it was just gig after gig. Played a few of our favorite venues here. We've been lucky to play. You know, we played the Railway Club. That was a great time. And
great time, yeah.
Cambie, and now this Saturday we'll be at the Admiral Pub.
That's right, folks. So, yes, if there's any students listening as well, the Admiral's just right on Hastings. So come on down at 3 o'clock this Saturday. Yes. Do you know if there's any other bands playing as well?
We are going to be the feature of that matinee afternoon show, but I think there will be some artists coming on. I just don't know exactly who it will be, but I want to give a shout out to Gabriel, who's the jazz master. He's the one who set it up. So if you're listening, shouts out to you, Gabriel. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Thanks, Gabe.
Yes. All right. And you have your instruments in front of us today. And tell me a little bit of what you brought here.
I got my djembe.
Yes.
And a little foot tambo. And what you got?
I got the guitar. I got I rented this puppy from Long & McQuaid. At the moment right now, I have an old 60s... silver tone that a friend gave me, but it doesn't have a pickup, so I got to get a pickup installed in it. So I actually just rented this guitar. So shouts out to Long & McQuaid.
Hey.
But we're stoked. We brought our instruments. We're ready to play some tunes for you.
You bet. And the first one is called Tahoe.
Hell yeah, we'll take it away. Yeah.
Oh,
Oh, that was awesome, guys. Woo. Oh, man. Okay. And the next song I'm going to talk about, yeah, I guess your beginnings here. Tell me about Yippee-Ki-Yay.
This is actually a really old song, and it is kind of from the beginnings because it is off my first country record. I was gigging from 2015, and it was around 2018, I believe, that I made the kind of transition to country. I was doing kind of more of a folk kind of, you know, just covers at open mics and stuff, and just, you know, I was making my own music, but it was kind of electronic, like it was kind of like bedroom pop kind of stuff almost. But I just, you know what, I don't know if, you know, it was a bad mushroom trip, honestly. I had a bad mushroom trip, and it led me to country music, and I just somehow I got so into Western and like anything had to do Western. And it's just, it was funny enough that it was right around that time. It was during those, like, I think we even played Yippee-Ki-Yay together at the Legion jam. Because, like, that was my first country record. And it was just, like, we're just hounding those tunes out, like, you know, weekly and weekly, kind of, like, just cementing them into whoever's mind was showing up there. But it is truly the beginning. And it's really cool. Like, we just released this on our Driving Tunes EP.
So, all right.
Yeah, I hope so, you like it.
Here it is on CJSF.
There you go.
Outside in the desert, laying in the road. Only got a couple bullets and I'm bleeding, but I ain't losing hope. I see them coming and they're gunning and they're getting real close. Ready to reload. Yippee-ki-yay.
Let's go.
Let's go.
So today we also have my co-host John in the house.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today.
Yes.
And that was a very interesting song, Troy. Was it Yippie Kaye?
Yeah,
and
that's it.
Tell us how you figured that song out or what inspired you for that country style.
I was just listening to a lot of Hank Jr., like Hank Williams Jr.,
mm-hmm.
and I was watching a performance of him. He's like in this huge field. There's like thousands of people, and he comes out, and he performed like... I apologize to everyone out there because they know the name of the song. I just can't get like I can't remember it right now. But he was performing this song, and in it, like he did a very similar thing where it's like, you know, the Yippie Kaye, and he did it, but it was very different how he was doing it. But it just really inspired. It was like, you know, it was a little bit. It's almost like a little sampling. Like I almost sampled that and took that. Just inspired that. But I feel terrible. I can't remember the actual name, so that I can direct listeners to the original. But I it's not on my tongue. Today.
I've got a question for Kenny.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today at the Wham Bam East Band show.
Yes.
Where are you from originally, Kenny?
I'm from a little town called Lakewood next to Long Beach, California, way down south. And played in bands from, you know, out in that area all my life. Practice all over different places around. We still practice in the Gardena, and we practice in Long Beach. And back in the days when before Sublime really was Sublime, and they were one of the bands inside of this large jam place. And so it was a lot of fun. I loved.
Oh, interesting. So you actually saw Sublime before they became famous?
Yes.
They were. Oh, that's an interesting history you have there.
Yeah.
Meeting famous people before they became famous.
Yes, and we're going to hear more after the song.
All right.
Is what I got.
one of the
awesome bags. And we are back, and yeah, they were playing along with that one. And I really like your shirt, Kenny. Maybe tell I know people can't see it, but
it's amazing on radio. It's a good radio shirt.
Go on YouTube, the Alley Cat Drunks and Alley Cat Drunks Live. You'll see all of Kenny's really cool outfits he always wears whenever we play. It's wicked.
So maybe we'll just describe it, but it's got like pink, blues, greens, and it says love and peace.
It's like falling into a DMT trip, basically.
I got little peace frogs on this.
He's got the entire universe on that shirt.
I got aliens.
You know what? I got to give him a thanks too. He actually gave me one today, a matching shirt. So thank you, Kenny, for that.
Shout out to Timu, eh?
I'm just gonna look at that for like 30 minutes and just zone out.
That's right. We're all just zoning out.
And John, the house got one on order, so maybe later we can see it.
Awesome.
The house with the house.
All right, now you guys have another song that you're gonna play live. Tell me about this next one.
This is actually an upcoming single, and for some confusion, we do have a demo of this out. It's like a real fast bluegrass demo, and I did some experimenting with like using a bit of auto-tune on my voice, but like kind of Post Malone vibe. But I decided, I was like, you know what? It's not my vibe. I tried it for the song, so I'm like, I'm going to make a real stripped down acoustic version that's like slowed down, you know, maybe with Kenny's, percussion in it and stuff. So here's, you know, a little bit of a teaser for that, I guess. Yeah. All right. Spilling beer on my jeans, I'm smoking gasoline. Something telling me to leave this den of thieves. I feel the walls closing in, it's getting hard to breathe. Something's telling me to leave this den of thieves. I'ma change my life, baby, you'll see.
Yeah, love it. All right, we're going to be back with more music after the break.
Featuring weekly guests, Rad Radio brings you badass punk, street punk, ska, and oi tunes with a special focus on BC and Vancouver DIY bands. Join your host, Johnny Bones, every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Missed the show? Go to cjsf.ca for a podcast of the episode.
Yeah, in the head. Yeah, this kid's calling. Here's a man. Eggs and paint in the head.
Come on, boy!
The Steel Spirits, which is John's band from CJSF 90.1 Rad Radio. All right, and this song you said reminded you of Joe Buck.
Yes, it's very like in that same you know, I would say that same tribe of you know, quick, you know, hillbilly, you know, bluegrassy kind of stuff. You know, he's definitely Joe Buck yourself. I want to, you know, give a shout out because he's an artist that I feel maybe just in my neck of the woods in Canada, but it's like, you know, he's such a prolific artist, and he's been boots to the ground doing like hundreds and hundreds of shows for so long. Played with Hank III, you know, Hank Jr.'s son's band he was in, and just want to shine a light on him. You asked earlier if there's any artists that I'd like to promote during this, and I just thought he was very deserving of, you know, of getting some recognition there. So Shouts out to Joe Buck yourself.
Shout out.
And here's Dig a Hole on CJSF.
Money, you stole the fame, a vicious death.
Back, and yeah, that was pretty fast, Troy. You were going like, I don't know how fast you were going.
It's a little rockabilly number
fast.
There.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like running. Yeah. So that, yeah. That was called Honky Tonkin. And have you ever tried Honky Bill's pierogies at the P&E?
No, I would love to. I've never been to the P&E. I need someone to go with me. Kenny and I need to go sometime.
Yeah, buddy. The Honky Tonk.
I'll try them for sure.
Yes.
Pierogies.
Honky Bill's pierogies.
Honky Bill
pierogies. Yes, you got to try them. Okay, next, we're going to get to some announcements.
What is on Deck Chair Cinema 2023?